Today, we finish up our series on vitamin R. Remember, repent, repeat. Today, we finish up our series on vitamin R. Remember, repent, repeat. Today, we finish up our series on vitamin R. Remember, repent, repeat. Today, you get the point? Today, we're talking about vitamin R. Repeat. And guess what? It's strategic, it's necessary, and it's something that you have to do if you want to stay on track with God. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hope you're having an amazing day. Hey, been getting some great emails lately. Thank you. Ideas, insights, thoughts. I've got a couple people who've already, with the conference coming up October 30th, asking if I will make some hotels, some information available. So yes, I will give you guys some names of hotels in the area if you do want to spend the night or come the night before. But again, the conference is October 30th, Saturday. Starts at 10 a.m., goes till 4:30 in the afternoon. We've got four great speakers lined up. We're going to have some amazing question and answer. And if you know me, you know I'm only going to bring speakers in who really deal with the issues, who are blatant, bold, who cross the line, who speak the truth, who aren't afraid to go where other people are afraid to go. And that's why this conference is going to be so good. And it's a couples conference, meaning if you're dating, engaged, married, you got to come. It's going to be fantabulous. Love to have you come be a part of that. Now, you can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. If you need a website, check out websticks.com, W-E-B-S-T-I-X. Tony Herman, coolest cat on the net. And again, if you need supplements, and Well-Built Supplements is doing another kind of cool thing. Right now, if you buy so many supplements, you get a free shaker bottle, a free Well-Built Supplements shaker bottle. So make sure you check them out. And if you buy something on their site, please use the code Well Built TDA. You get 15% off your purchases. And again, it's great stuff. Finally, Revolution, the number 4fathers.com. Revolution4fathers.com. We're adding new swag every week. We're going to build that site up to be one of the coolest places to get your hoodies, your baseball caps, your t-shirts, your tank tops for men and women. It's going to be America stuff. It's going to be Jesus stuff. It's going to be gym stuff. It's going to be just freaking awesome. So we'll keep you posted on that. Now, vitamin R. Vitamin R. Repeat. If you don't remember the verse we're looking at, Revelation chapter 2, verses 2, it says, I know your deeds, your hard work, your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked men, that you have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not and have found them false. You have persevered. And you have endured hardships for my name and have not grown weary. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love. Remember the height from which you've fallen. Repent and do all the things you did at first. There's that idea of repeat. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand. Now check this out. It says, you've not grown weary. You've not grown weary. Meaning, they haven't given up fighting the good fight. They haven't given up fighting against the Nicolaitans. They haven't given up testing those who call themselves Christians. They haven't given up putting on church. They haven't given up going to church. They haven't given up serving in their ministry. They haven't given up any of those things. But what is he calling them out on? Not their effort. No. See, sometimes we think we're burned out or we're backslidden when we're weary or we're tired. That's not what the angel here is calling them out on. That's not what Jesus is talking about. He's saying, this is what I call you out on. You have forgotten your first love. And he says, repent. We covered that yesterday. But then he says something interesting. He says, go back and do what you first did when you were in love. If a friend asked you what they should do to get the fire back in their life, what would you say to do? I always look at it this way. I remember back to when I was on fire for God. And then I go, what was I doing when I was on fire for God? And then I start doing it. See, amazingly, John doesn't give this incredible advice like, you need to do this, you need to do that. He just simply says, after you repent, go back to what you've been doing when you were in love, when you were on fire. I think we all can agree, repetition is an amazing teacher. I remember when I first started to play the guitar, learning different scales, of course I wanted to play it blistering fast. But at first, I needed to just memorize the scale. I needed to figure out where my fingers went. So you'd start out real slow. Your fingers are picking. First string, dun, dun, dun. Second string, dun, dun, dun. Third string, fourth string, fifth string, sixth string. And if you didn't make any mistakes, boy, you felt like a rock star. And then you'd come back down. And you do it again. You come back down. You do it again. It was that repetition, repetition, repetition. That's where you got good at it. Look, we sometimes feel like we have to have that on-fire passion at all times to be a quote-unquote good Christian. I'm here to tell you that repetition beats feelings any day. Discipline beats feelings any day. Yes, repetition is the best teacher. It's the best discipler. It's the key to making sure you stay in the framework of serving God and being the follower of Christ you need to be. You may not want to practice your sport or instrument, but you got to continue to do so just to have pleasure out of doing it when you're in the game, when you're in the band. I mean, it's that discipline that makes it fun when you're out there performing. It's my mornings when I read and pray and no one's around and I got to drink coffee to stay awake and I push into God. It's those times that make the rest of my life during the day living for God worth it. When I'm sharing Christ at the gym or at the grocery store or in the parking lot. When I was most in love with Jesus, I mean like head over heels in love with Jesus, I found it easy to go to church, worship, pray, read my Bible. And when I don't feel head over heels in love with Jesus, well, guess what? I've learned to still do all of that because feelings come and go. The point is this, Jesus is not saying go by feelings, but rather when you did feel on fire, what did you do? Okay, now keep doing that. And then keep doing that. And then keep doing that. So let's go back to my original question. If there's someone who's struggling with their faith or their walk with Christ, and they come to you and they say, look, man, my spiritual walk is just flat. I don't know. What should I do? What would you tell them? I mean, if a friend literally came to you and with heartfelt meaning just was hurting because, you know, I just don't have the fire. I really need to know what to do. What would you tell them? Guess what? Go do that. Go do the exact same thing you'd tell your friend. Maybe it's read longer. Maybe it's pray more. Maybe it's get into a Bible study. Maybe it's attend church an extra night each week. I don't know what it is, but whatever it takes to continue to push you towards the cross into a deeper relationship with Jesus, do it. Vitamin R. Remember, repent, repeat. Good words for all of us today as the world pulls at us from every direction. Remember, repent, repeat. This is Garth Heckman of the David Lines. Thanks for rating the podcast, sharing the podcast. And until tomorrow, remember, repent, repeat.